Sharad Yadav, a former union minister and leader of the Socialist Party, died on Thursday evening. He had been rushed to a hospital in Gurugram because he was feeling restless. He had been sick for a while, but he had been at home for a few months. His daughter, Congress leader Subhashini Sharad Yadav, wrote on Twitter, "Papa Nahan Rahi," to confirm that he had died. Senior political leaders sent their condolences. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Yadav's long career in politics and his socialist beliefs were influenced by the late socialist leader Ram Manohar Lohia. Mallikarjuna Kharge, the head of the Congress, said that Yadav's dedication to politics based on social justice would always be remembered. In a message of condolence on Twitter, former Prime Minister H.D. Devagowda said, "I am very sad to hear about the death of my longtime friend and fellow Janata Parivar member Shri # Sharad Yadav. A few months ago, I met him to ask about his health. His soul should be at peace. Om Shanti." Yadav, who is 74 years old, was born in Hoshangabad, Madhya Pradesh, in July 1947. During his long time in politics, he joined the anti-emergency movement led by Jayaprakash Narayan and stayed true to his socialist roots. In 1974, he won a by-election in Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh. This is seen as a turning point in the fight against the emergency, and the fact that he was so young, he was a student leader, was a sign of things to come. As the candidate of the opposition, he beat the candidate of the Congress. He ran for the Lok Sabha and won in Madhya Pradesh, Jabalpur, Bihar, Madhepura, and Uttar Pradesh, Badaun. Even though he changed parties, from the Lok Dal during the emergency to the Janata Dal with the late Prime Minister V.P. Singh in 1988, the Janata Dal united in the late 1990s when he split with another former PM, H.D. Devagowda, and the 2003 version with the late George Fernandez and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, he stayed true to socialism and its values. Even though he had problems with giving Lok Sabha seats to women, he insisted that he was for giving quotas to people from backward classes as part of the larger reservation for women. He also thought the Mandal Commission was a good idea. He worked for a long time in both the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. In the Lok Sabha, he was re-elected in 1977, 1989, 1991, 1996, 1999, and 2009, and in the Rajya Sabha, he was re-elected in 1986 and 2004. He first joined the Union Council of Ministers.